We're back for another episode of The Space, a mindfulness podcast that's not like the others. I'm your host, Casey Donovan, together with our writer, Amy Malloy. It's Tuesday, which means our theme is On a Roll, with mindfulness tips for energy and momentum. Tonight we're talking email bankruptcy and whether it's time to declare it. The idea of email bankruptcy has been around for a while now, but we're calling it. 2021 is the year it's coming into its own. It's a new bold way of dealing with your email debt. Email debt is the thing that keeps you awake at night. All those emails you haven't read. The emails you've put into an archive. The emails you promised you'd get back 2 weeks, months, or years ago. Instead of watching them pile up, there is another option. You mass delete them. All of them. No survivors. No expectations. Gone. See ya. Sayonara, suckers! This is what's known in tech circles as email bankruptcy. This isn't something you do on a weekly basis. We're talking every couple of years when you really hit inbox capacity. The idea is you start again with a clean slate. And people who have declared email bankruptcy swear by it. It's not about being lazy or incompetent. This is according to social media expert Ryan Holmes, who wrote a blog post on the subject. It's a frank admission that email has gotten out of hand, he says. As well as a pledge to manage your communications more effectively. Ryan recommends adding a disclaimer to your email signature. Sorry if I didn't get back to your last email. To become a better communicator in 2021, I've recently declared email bankruptcy. You can even link this episode so people can understand it. Imagine the relief of logging onto your emails and seeing only fresh, new emails. Ah, what a relief. What a frickin' revelation. Email bankruptcy is a big, bold move. Your boss might not be happy, or they might be all for it. If you do it, DM us and tell us all about it. We want to know how it's worked for you. I'm Casey Donovan, and you've been listening to The Space, a podcast written by Amy Malloy. If you love what we do here, subscribe and please leave us a review. We'll be back tomorrow with another mood-boosting episode. Space out.